Hello and welcome to God's Word is Truth, the radio ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota. We live in a day when many church members don't hunger for the faithful preaching of God's Word, a day when many who call themselves Christians would rather be entertained on Sunday morning than hear the faithful preaching of God's Word. The truth really doesn't matter to many people today. Many church members ask, how does it make me feel or does it work? But seldom do they ask if it's biblical. That's why there's so much distortion and worship, doctrine, and living in the Christian church today. What about you? Do you hunger for God's Word? Do you realize how important preaching the truth of God's Word is in the life of the church? It's the gospel message that the Spirit of God uses to convert the souls of sinners and translate them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Do you believe the gospel? Listen for the next 15 minutes to God's Word is Truth and hear what God says to us from His infallible and errant inspired Word. At the end of today's program, information about God's Word is Truth will be made available.
Christ's love to the Father was demonstrated by His commitment to His people. His commitment to love them to the end. He drank the cup. Jesus said He was distressed because He had a baptism to be baptized with, and He was distressed until that took place, that He must drink the cup to the bitter end, the dregs. He must drink the vial. And that was the cup of the wrath of God. And He did it not for Himself. He did it for His people. That's love. That is the love that flows within the heart of each and every believer in Jesus Christ. Now you think about the commitment that Jesus had to His people. And we are to love one another, and we are to be committed to one another in that same manner as Christ is committed to His church. Is it a struggle? Yes. Because sin is still within us. And so we are like living stones bumping up against one another. But love demands commitment. Every relationship in here is truly a relationship of love, demands commitment. That's what love does. And love can be commanded by God to His people because love has been implanted into our hearts. That's why you find so often the Scripture commanding us, even as you see in our text, to love one another. Every husband and every wife will testify that their relationship from the time they were married until this point now has not always been rosy. There has been times of struggle. There has been times of trials. There has been times of misunderstanding and miscommunication. There has been what you could call a coldness in the marriage by not understanding one another. But love demands commitment, doesn't it? Love is demonstrated through those times that you continue to be committed one to another. That is the way Christ is committed to us, and the way that He demands us to be committed to one another. A good example, apart from the work of Jesus Christ, is clearly the parable of the Good Samaritan. This is a man that demonstrated true love. He demonstrated the love of God by giving self-sacrificially to someone else. This what would be called the man's neighbor. He doesn't know the man, doesn't know whether the man is a believer or not. He doesn't know where the man is from. All he can see is a man lying there, naked and wounded. Because the parable says that he was stripped and he was taken everything from him. This man, you'll notice, wasn't concerned about the color of the man's skin. He wasn't concerned for his own welfare and safety. What he saw was someone who was in desperate need, and if he did not render the help, the man could possibly die. And so he reached out to him. He gave of his time. He gave of his talents. He gave of his wine and his oil. He gave of his own clothing. He gave of his own animal to take the man to the inn. He gave his money and he said, "Here, this is for that man. And when I return from my journey, I'll stop back by. And if he owes anything else, I'll take care of that also." How rare is that in our day? But isn't that what Jesus says to go and do likewise? In principle, to do that same thing. How much more for those who are of the household of faith? Those who are believers in Jesus Christ. Paul said in Galatians 6 that we are to do good to all men, but especially to the household of faith, to other believers. Beloved, is that the type of love that flows through your life? Would you, as you looked at the parable of the Good Samaritan, would your life line up more with the Levite and the priest who saw the man and walked on the other side of the road? You see, here's in their mind, "I'm not culpable, you see, I didn't see it." Or would your life line up with that of the Good Samaritan? What kind of love flows through your life? You notice our text this morning, the Apostle Peter is dealing with love. And he says in verse 22, "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart." This is the call for the Christian life. You say to yourself, it's not easy. It's not easy. Some people are more difficult to love than others, aren't they? But that doesn't matter. Love continues to reach out for others. Love is not determined upon the other person. This is something I think that we need to get into our minds continually, that our response, our life day by day, is not predicated upon how someone treats us. But often it's like we have little buttons and people like to push them, and it determines our attitude towards others. "Well, they did it to me, I'm going to do it to them. They said it to me, I'm going to say it to them." And on it goes, and it continues. They gossip, I gossip. They slander, I slander. They backbite, I backbite. They're rude, I'm rude. They kick, I kick. That's the sinful tendency in the heart. That must be put off. We are not to kick back when somebody kicks us. Somebody's rude to us, we're not to return rudeness to them. We need to be in control of our own faculties as we live our lives. Peter is calling us here to have fervent love for one another. Why? Notice this. Since you have purified your souls. The purification there is like a cleansing rite that the priests in the Old Testament would go through. They would cleanse themselves and be prepared for worship and service to God. Now, if you think about Romans 12, you know that we are those who are called to be a living sacrifice of thankfulness to God. We have been cleansed from the ways of this world. We are set apart to worship and to serve the true and living God. And since we have purified our hearts, since it has been sprinkled, it has been cleansed, new life is within us. And obeying the truth, this is something that the Spirit enables us to do. And you'll notice something here. The purifying of the heart is a continual thing through the life of the believer. Here he's talking about, it's the perfect tense actually, here, which means it's a one-time event and it has continuing results in the future. And so at one time, we were purified in our heart by the truth, which continues to purify and cleanse our hearts. You remember what Jesus said, it's the truth that sets you free. Knowing the truth sets us free from lies of Satan and the ensnarement of sin. And so Peter says, you've purified your heart or your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. It's the Spirit's work within us. It's not something that man does. It's actually a passive here in the Greek. It's something that happens to us. And because it happens to us, we believe the truth, and that's the working of the Spirit of God within us. We are to love one another in sincere love. You know what it means to be sincere? It's the opposite of hypocritical. You know what the hypocrite does? He plays the game. You've heard me say it many times. And I say it many times because it is the example given to us in the Greek text. This is the Greek world. They would have understood this very clearly when Peter said this, a sincere love. The contrary is the hypocritical love. That's the playing the part, wearing the mask. That's the one that says and does not do. You know, it's all too easy to say the words, isn't it? And not do. What does James say about that? James says that if you're only a sayer and not a doer, you're deceived. Why? Because true faith is unto good works, and therefore we were saved. Notice what the scripture reading said, we were saved for obedience, to obey the Lord. The Spirit works that within, and it works out through our life, obedience by loving one another. Peter calls us to this, to be faithful in this, not being hypocritical, being sincere, genuine. It's easy to say something to somebody, and then when they call upon you, I don't remember that. I don't remember saying that. Have you had that happen to you before? You know that you've had people tell you before that they'll help you or they'll do this or do that. And then when you call upon them, they have amnesia. I don't remember that at all. Really? Before the people standing there, I bet they remember. You see, it's easy to make the boast. It's easy, as in our day, you would say, to be spiritual. To make it look like you're truly serving the Lord. And you boast of great things. But when you're called upon, you don't do it. You're hypocritical.
God's Word is Truth is a listener-supported broadcast, and therefore we count on your financial support to help keep this program on the air. So if you've been edified by what you've just heard, would you please consider faithfully supporting us by your financial gifts? Any amount of support would be greatly appreciated. If you'd like more information about Providence Reformed Church, please visit us on the web at www.providencerc.com. There you will find our contact information if you'd like to leave us your feedback or donate to our ministry. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all who are listening to this program to come worship with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 830 Madison Street, Vermilion, South Dakota. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. God's Word is Truth is a ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota, and we thank you for your support and pray that the Lord will richly bless you as you walk by faith in Jesus Christ, for He truly is the only hope of the nations.